All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hey guys, so James and me got to the theater slightly late this week, so what's going to happen is I'm going to play a clip from Sex Tape for you, and then we're going to review it and talk about whatever happened over our life the past week. So here we go. Hope you guys enjoy.
Instead of erasing the video, like you said that she would,
our sex tape
ended up sinking to all the iPads we gave out as gifts.
Technically, yes.
My mom.
Robbie.
My boss.
And the mailman.
The mailman.
It was Christmas.
All right. Hello and welcome to this edition of Ace of Spades. I am Ace and I'm here with...
James.
We just saw Sex Tape together. What did you think of it? Start with the pros first, because there's a lot of cons.
There's some funny parts to it.
Good, I like the vagueness. I thought the Rob Lowe Disney, how he had to put himself in every Disney part, I thought that was good. I don't know, again, it really wasn't that good of a movie. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
5?
Yeah, I'd give it a 3. I started thinking that
like
one.
Like, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't...
It's one of those movies you're not going to buy, definitely. Yeah. I don't know, guys. There's not much to talk about. It's just they drag on the scenes, and the jokes really aren't that good. There's some shots that you're just like, it doesn't need to be in. Like, reaction shots that just, like... It's that weird thing. Like, we saw Once Upon a Time in the West together, and it's like the jokes are so... They're not as bad as that. Not Once Upon a Time in the West.
Like a million.
A million ways to die in the West, yeah. It's just like some of the jokes are like you just, it's like that awkward cringe where you're just like, it's kind of like embarrassing that they even left it in. But yeah, I give it a 3. You give it a 5?
Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah. Cameron Diaz's butt didn't age good.
You don't know about her tits though?
Yeah, because she kept covering it up. I thought that was lame, because like the whole build-up to the end is like, you may get to see the sex tape, and then when they show it, they just show like legs and stuff, and you're like, they half-assed that too. The funniest part, this is a spoiler, in the trailer, they actually end up showing the sex tape at the school thing. Like, at the beginning of it, he's like, hello, and then he jumps off and crap. On it, so I thought he was gonna do it, but I thought it was way funnier how it wasn't even a sex tape and it just broke his leg for nothing. But yeah, again, it's just one of those movies where they show the best parts in the trailer. So yeah, that's Sex Tape.
Yeah, not much to really talk about at all.
No, I wouldn't go see it, guys. Maybe rent it at Redbox or something, but it's definitely not worth owning. But yeah, did you start your post office?
Yep.
Like, did you have an official first day?
Yep.
Are there people where subconsciously you're like, I don't like him or her?
No, it's like mostly by myself the whole time.
Nice. What do you do? Are you like full of mail and all that?
Yeah, I load up the truck with mail.
Yeah.
And I drive places and deliver the mail.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty boss. So you're going to be that guy that's like, good morning. No, wait, that's the mailman. Again, that's another thing. Going back to Sex Tape, did you see the trailer for it?
Yeah.
Wasn't the mailman supposed to be in it?
They showed him.
Yeah, they showed him receiving it. I don't know. That I don't know. Okay. What am I thinking of? Is the mail... the mail that we get, that's not UPS? UPS is the brown truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're him.
No, I'm the mail truck, not the UPS truck.
UPS. Oh, you're the actual mailman?
Yeah.
You're a mailman?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that. That's pretty awesome. So you're going to, like, get to know people and be like, they'll be like, hi, James. You'll be like, top of the morning to you and all that.
Yeah, well, I don't have, like, a regular route. I, like, fill in for people.
Oh, really? So you're that mailman?
Yep, I'm the one that does everything.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, every time you see, like, you go up to somebody's house, you're like, oh, where's the other guy? And you're like, fuck you, here's your pet.
And he's always like, oh, is that guy on vacation? He's like, I don't know, I'm new.
I don't know, I'm new. This is the last time you'll see me.
Here's your neighbor's mail.
Oh, jeez. Ah, that does, yeah, that does suck. For a second, I thought you'd be like that mailman where it's like every day you're like, hi, Tom. And there's like that cute girl you see every day and you're like, oh. But, yeah, I don't know. You got anything to talk about? Did you hear that Archie died? The Archie Comics? You know, the guy with red hair?
Guy with red hair.
Betty, Veronica, Jughead, Archie, the comic book.
Archie Bunker?
Yeah. He's dead.
I don't know who Archie Bunker is. I just know the name.
I think his last name's Bunker. You know the comic book Archie?
No.
Oh, well, never mind.
I've only had the Simpsons comics.
Well, he's basically like a huge comic book character, and they just killed him off. And it's weird because it's one of those comics that's like killing off Garfield. It's weird because it's like one of those like early comics, and there's no need to kill off any of the characters in it, you know what I'm saying? So it's weird to just, like, I don't know. Because they introduced a gay character into his storyline, like, a few years back. And that character became senator. And Archie, like, dives in front of him and takes a bullet. That's how he dies. But since you know nothing about Archie, I guess that was pointless. What else is there? We gotta fill a half hour, man. We gotta think of something. Fuck, I gotta trim all this out. Next week we're going to see Hercules, which is probably going to be a shitty movie.
Yep.
But it has The Rock in it, and he's Hercules, so I don't know why, but it's just one of those movies you got to see. You got to read the diet he went on, though, for that movie.
My protein?
It's insane. Like, even at my heaviest, like, if I was, like, 300 pounds, I couldn't eat the amount he had. Like, for breakfast he had, like, what was it, like, 16 eggs. He had, like, so many ounces of steak a day. It was, and he looks exactly the same as he normally does. He just seems like that person you just cast as is. But it's weird. If you watch him in the trailer, it looks like his veins are going to pop. Because every time he clenches his fist, like, every vein comes out of him. His neck's pretty chiseled, too. It's like a rock. I don't know. We got to fill this half hour. Come on, think of something. Have you been watching any shows? Any TV shows or anything?
I've been watching True Blood.
True Blood? Like, did you start at season one or?
Yeah, it's like, now I'm like, I know tonight's another episode.
Wait, like, so you've seen all the way from season one till now? Since last time we met? I mean, last time we hung out? Because when I texted you, you said you were on like season, whatever season it's on now, which is isn't it like six?
A while ago.
Oh, so you...
I binge watched like the five seasons in like a couple weeks.
What you watch it on? Xfinity?
No, like they uploaded the first like three seasons on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And then after that, like
You didn't think it stopped getting interesting after the first season?
It gets better after the second season I think kinda sucked and then
I stopped during the second season. I thought like
second season,
I can't stand their fangs. I think they look so stupid whenever their like two fangs come out, because it's literally like the front two teeth. And I don't know. I love that they do that Anna Paquin, like she hears everything in the bar. It's like the worst. You're like, oh, nice tits, man. And she has to still serve them. I thought that was cool. I think the last episode I saw, it was when the voodoo lady, she was pretending to be like an exorcist, but she was really like a pharmaceutical lady.
This kind of sucks, and it gets better like the last
couple. I think the last one was that gay black dude that works in the bar. I think the episode ends where, like, a werewolf comes into his car. I think that was, like, the end of the first season or something. And then I switched it off. I was like, I'm done. I don't know. Because, no! The thing that annoyed me about it was, what's the dude's name that, I'm going to call it Anna, because I don't know her name. What's her name in it?
The main girl?
Yeah.
Blonde.
Suki. Sookie. I'm going to call her Anna. That's a fucking stupid name. The guy she's in love with, that guy, like, takes on this apprentice chick, and she's super annoying. I can't stand her. I think that's why I tuned out. She's so annoying.
I see her boobs.
Yeah. Man. See, if Game of Thrones was on, we'd have something to talk about. But that's over.
Yeah, it seemed like it ended pretty quick.
I know, man. I was talking to about it in receiving when I was at work, and he said, it's only like 8 or 12 episodes. I thought it was like, they see how well it's doing, then they double the episodes the following season. So I thought there were like 24 episodes coming, and then I kept refreshing my Xfinity page, and it's like, nope, season finale.
Yeah, I was expecting like those episodes, and then kind of like a mid-season break, and then at the end of the year, like 10 more episodes, not like... Now I have to wait till like March again.
Yeah, it's not till next year. That's so dumb. That's so far away.
It's like since I watched like the first three seasons right away, and I was like already like halfway through the fourth season.
Yeah, and then you like
all those, and then I have to like wait a year.
Yeah.
For 10 short episodes.
All right, let's see how much longer we got. We've been going for 12 minutes, so 18 more minutes. I'd say 20 to be safe, because we have to cut it. But, I don't know. Come on, think. That was disappointing, though. When Cameron Diaz got out of bed, and you just see her ass, and you're just like...
So she is 60 years old.
It is weird that we think, like, she should be, like, a 20-year-old, but we see it, and like, what the hell, Cameron? But, I don't know. It's who she is now. I guess that's just what happens.
Wasn't she like 30 when Shrek came out 20 years ago?
Yeah, it is true. I didn't like how they, I didn't think they used any, what's it called? How they were supposed to be like 18 when they were talking to their parents. And then like time goes by and their children get old and they look exactly the same. They like did nothing to age them. I thought that was kind of dumb. But, yeah.
Yeah, like when he was browsing YouPorn.
Yeah.
I think those were like the only boobs in the whole movie.
I know. You did it again. Your voice went wicked quiet. That's the part where I'm gonna have to go in and level it. Whoa. I just really, you're doing it now, you're looking away out the window. James's voice is like so low in the other podcast. I wasn't gonna bring this up, but I've had to raise it every time he's talked. Before we started this, I was like, just speak louder. And he started off really good, but slowly he's been like, he put his head out the window and start talking. Go ahead, say something. Let's say it loud.
I don't know what to say.
All right, let's think. We gotta think of something. We could do hypotheticals. Are you really not interested in seeing Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I'll see. Like when you were texting me like all those names and movies.
Guardians of the Galaxy sounded the gayest.
Yeah, just okay. Sounded gay. I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, no. It's a tie into the phase two of the Marvel thing. Have you seen all the other Marvel movies? Or did you just see Avengers?
I saw Iron Man 1 and 2, Captain America.
See Winter Soldier?
Winter Soldier.
You gotta talk up, man. Your voice just goes so damn low. Like, even listening to you right now, I'm like, I can't even pick that up. You're like, Winter Soldier?
What is it called?
Winter Soldier. It's the second Soldier. Captain America one.
Oh, no.
That one's 10 times better than that one. But have you seen Iron Man 3?
No.
That one sucked. You see Thor 2? Or no. Thor 1?
I saw the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, at the end of the Avengers, how they show that new villain? It's like to court them would be to court death. And that guy turns around and smiles at the camera. He's purple.
No.
Well, his name is Thanos. And he's like a destroyer of worlds. And I think in this Guardians of the Galaxy, they're gonna like confront him, and something's gonna happen, and then he's gonna like they're gonna show like a clip of Earth, and that's the Avengers 2, where it's them versus, Thanos.
So like, that tree and Iron Man are gonna be working together.
You know, man.
It's kind of like when Jimmy Neutron and Timmy Turner.
Yeah, oh yeah, when they crossed universes. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. But I don't know. Either they're going to, like, something's going to happen. Because I don't think they'll throw all those Guardians of the Galaxy with the Avengers. Because then you have, like, 11 people fighting, like, one dude. But I don't know. Have you seen the new photo of Ben Affleck as Batman?
Looks no.
Pretty good. It looks like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to make a good Batman, though. I never thought he was that good of an actor.
There aren't any good Batmans.
Really? You didn't like Tim Burton's?
I just don't like any of the movies.
Oh, really? Really? You didn't think, did you like Heath Ledger's Dark Knight? I mean, Heath Ledger. Where are they? He's like doing his Joker impression, but he's Batman. You didn't like Heath Ledger?
I liked him in A Knight's Tale.
Oh, wow.
And then
oh, yeah, and Brokeback. But doesn't that suck?
Yeah, and Jake Gyllenhaal, too. And
it's kind of like Elton John. Like, I'd always walk around in the school, I'm like, I love this song. And then, like, Elton John's gay. And I'm like,
Crocodile Rock is not gay.
I don't know. Let's see. What other movies are we seeing this year? Next is Hercules. Then we see Lucy. Did you see a trailer for that?
Oh, is that that stupid one?
Yeah, James. It's a stupid one. So it's a stupid one we're going to see right after the gay one.
What, another gay one?
Yeah. Lucy's the one with Scarlett Johansson. Remember Morgan Freeman? What do you look for in a movie? Because like, apparently action isn't your cup of tea.
Oh, that's not action. I use 90% of my brain and I can make all these people fall down.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Whoa. After...
That actually is realistic.
Well, did you shoot him up seem realistic when you saw that?
No, but at least that's like an action.
All right.
This is a thriller mystery.
Let's see. That's the Guardian.
What happens when she gets to 100%? And humans use 100%.
All right, asshole, I get it.
They could just use
10%. It did seem a lot like that movie with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Limitless?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only he just tripped out. I don't know. I don't even remember what happened with him in that.
He became president.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't.
He was running for it.
Oh, he was?
He found a way to make it better and, like, no side effects and last longer.
There goes your voice again, man. See, the whole thing is...
Well, maybe like your mic sucks.
It's not my mic, trust me. Because it's picking my voice up fine, but yours goes dead.
My ears can pick up my voice just fine. Maybe she is something more sensitive.
But the thing is... The whole thing was, after this podcast, I was hoping this podcast would be really good, and this is the one where we started charging for it, because the whole thing was, like, when I start doing my YouTube videos, you'd be sitting next to me, and we'd have a camera in front of us, and I'd be like, hey, I'm Ace, this is James, we do a podcast together. Now, the first three episodes are free, because they sound like shit, but all the ones after that are going to cost 49 cents to pay for. I don't want to be like, well, the first 10 episodes are free because he never spoke up.
Well,
you just got to work on just vocalizing. Just
I feel
a couple decimals more.
In a more professional environment. I'm just in a parking lot. I need...
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't own a fucking studio yet. Yeah. Well,
maybe
microphones.
You should save up.
I'm saving up for the camera equipment so I can... It's funny, I buy like all this high-tech gear just so it can pick up your voice. You're like, John, can it pick up my voice? I'm like, yeah, I can. It cost me like $5,000, but it can pick up your voice now. And then watch, like, for some reason you just start talking loud the next day. You're like, John, I'm like, I just switch out the mics and put this in. Oh, goodness. You know what's weird? I was walking to Mammoth Road, that huge road that I walk on to get to... Every day, I always see dead animals. It's like dead alley for me. I've seen dead beavers, skunks, possums, everything. And this has nothing to do with what I'm about to say, but I started thinking, what would it be like to have like an ant's a squirrel's perspective. And I started looking at the trees, and I started realizing the trees are about the size of a tire. So picture like the tree coming at you.
I don't know. I've never seen a tire.
Well, no.
As big as that tree.
That's why you gotta think hypothetically on it. I'm saying, like, if a tree was coming at you at the same rate as your car was going, that'd be pretty tough to avoid. It's like the length of...
I'd be in complete shock if...
Yeah, I know!
Moving.
Fuck you.
You should just use a tire as a tire, not a tree.
You're just like everybody else in the break room. Every time I try to bring up a story, you're like, well, John, that's fucking stupid because... rocks can't move. And I'm like, all right.
Now picture being small and a car coming at you.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Not a fucking tree.
It's like if I'd be like, you know what, Aladdin, when they're flying on the carpet? Well, John, that's fucking stupid because carpets can't fly. Problem solved.
You're welcome.
But, describe for me the process. I always go back to the post office, but I just want to... Because everybody know what it's like to work retail, but... Mailman, you go there. Do you just go into a certain section, pick up the mail, throw it in your truck, drive around, drop it off, then you go home?
Well, there's pre-sorted mail.
There you go. There you go. You're working on your voice. I heard it right there.
It's just... It's like... There's like pretty much just regular letters.
Yeah.
And they're already sorted for your route.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like a big machine does it. Really crazy how it does it.
Yeah.
And then there's flats and it's like magazines, like a whole bunch of other stuff and like other letters that aren't machinable.
Right. Is it like in Elf when he's in the thing and he sees the letters coming out of the thing? Remember when he's He starts drinking with that guy. He's drinking his coffee. And it's like, it comes out of a chute.
No.
And it's like, oh, okay.
It's in a big...
All right, no, I get you.
And, like, it's called a case. And it's, like, your route. And it has, like, tons of different slots. And you gotta, like... It's really confusing at first.
Did you skip anybody on your route?
There's, like...
Because do you have GPS? That's what I was worried about. Do you have GPS? Because you're not good. Oh, really? So how long did it take you? Because, I mean, just to get to my house at the first time, I mean, you're like, I'm near stop sign. I close?
Luckily, the routes I've done so far, like, I've had somebody show me where to go.
And yeah.
After, like, that first day, I, like, remembered how to get
there. Were you scared at points where you're like...
Not really.
Because I thought you said you didn't have a set route. Well, you do have a set route, you're just a fill-in for...
Well, like, the route, like, I'm not going to be doing the same route every single day.
Right.
The rest of my life, it's going to be, like, changing all the time.
Are you planning on doing this for the rest of your life?
Yeah, it's good money.
Okay. No, I just like that little tidbit. Like, John, I'm not going to do the same route for the rest of my life. But,
54 hours this week.
You'd have to show off. I told you I had 14 hours earlier because they cut them. You're like, John, you know you're 14 hours? Add 40. That's what I'm doing.
Oh,
don't. Money, John.
That 14 hours was also time and a half.
What do you mean?
Time and a half.
Why do I get time? I get time and a half?
No, my 14 hours.
Oh! Thanks again, James. I got really excited for nothing. I'm like, wait a minute, that means I'm making a normal paycheck. Thanks, James. And you're like, no. No, you know how I just said the 14 hours you're working, how I'm working 40 hours on top of that? I get time and a half for that, too.
Yeah.
You should just quit, John. You're making nothing. All right. So, I don't know. All right. That sounds like you have a great job. My job just sucks though right now.
You should get a new job.
Yeah.
I've never been happier since I left.
Thanks. I told you, Christmas,
well,
I'm leaving.
You got like a good job. You don't gotta fucking deal with people every single day.
Yeah, that's the best part. I'm always in the back. Always in the back. That's what I do. And when I have to leave to go to like another stock room, it's literally like a race for me. Like, don't look at me.
That's why I try to walk as quietly as possible. Whenever I was there, it just...
You're like Anne Frank walking through the attics and you're squeaking like they all look up.
As fast and as quiet as possible.
Yeah, you were good at that. I'd be like, where's James? I'm like, oh, he left an hour ago, and you have like you have like 5 hours left. I'm like, oh, and then I see you later. I'm like, are you shopping? You're like, no. And I'm like, you've been here the whole time? You're like, yeah. I'm like, what? How come I haven't seen you? You're like, it was the perfect job for you too, because you were the same height as like the electronics like aisles. So like, if somebody was looking for someone for help, they're like, no one's here, and they just leave. It was funny how quiet you were. That's the one thing everybody would talk about in the break room. It's like, it's insane that like he has that ability. Like we'd pass him like 50 times. It's insane how many times you'd say yup to over the walkie. You're like, James, are you front for a carryout?
Yup.
Yeah.
Yup. And all right.
Yeah. All right.
All yep. I say.
All right. Oh goodness. Let's see how much longer we got. This is like wicked unprofessional to say this. We just gotta get through it. I'd say let's give it 8 more minutes. But I don't know. But yeah, things are back to normal. But literally, I'm serious. Like, come Christmas or when's Black Friday? It's November.
Like day after Thanksgiving.
So yeah, probably day before Black Friday. I think that's when I can like give him a serious punch. Like I'm waiting to throw my jab in. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I know they're feeling. Like I know it's, I'm not gonna see it, but just knowing that they're feeling like, where's John? And then like, because the whole plan is I'm gonna do what you did. Where it's like, I'm going to call in, I'm going to be like...
from the beaches of Hawaii.
Yeah, and be like, yo. I'm like, I'm sorry, Chuck, I got to quit. And he's like, okay, well, that's cool. Because I know the next day, she's going to be like, where's John? And she's going to be like, he quit. And she's going to freak out because there's only 2 backroom locators.
You should.
What's she going to do?
To quit at the scene.
That would be awesome. Because the thing is, we're the only people that know where things are in the back. In the back room, like how to do back room. So if I leave, it's worse. But if we both leave, it's 10 times worse. But I don't think he's gonna leave. He's just that guy that sticks around. But oh my gosh, yeah, that's just thinking of that is just awesome. Cause like I'm saying, like once I quit right after, like before Black Friday, I say we go in during Christmas, both of us, and just walk around the store once and then leave, just to see people's reaction.
Christmas.
Yeah. Because they're busy anyway, so we can hit all the buttons, man.
They're not open on Christmas.
Well, you know what I mean, like the busy weeks. I want to hurt them, James. I want this store to suffer for what it's done to us. I mean, you didn't have fun working there, did you?
No.
No. I had 2 good days, and that was that day with the chick, like I told you before, that made me smile, and that like family that came in that was super happy about the Frozen movie. And that was it. That was it. I shouldn't even be happy about those 2. Somebody just said like, oh, I like your smile. And that's like the best memory of working at this store.
That one time.
That one time somebody was like, nice smile, you should keep it. And I was like, best day of my life. And then like another lady that was happy about seeing a Frozen movie that asked for the display poster, and I just had to like peel it out, roll it up, and I was like, this is awesome. So I don't know. But all right, guys, this podcast is going to be free too. Because it's probably going to be wicked short because I have to cut half of it. But next week, you make the promise right now that you're going to speak up next week.
What movie are we seeing?
If it's a shitty moment, I'm not going to voice my opinion at all. We're saying Hercules. Well, we could talk about the old cartoon Hercules. That one's always awesome.
Danny DeVito. Yep.
What are you talking about? You thinking of twins right now? With Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, Danny DeVito. He played the goat.
Oh, yeah. Dude, props to you. Because I thought I knew everything about Disney. And there you go spitting out that fact. Do you know the goat's name?
Danny DeVito.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Do we say anything? I don't know why. I'm not even tired. I'm just trying to think. You sign off this week. I signed off the last three.
See you next week.
Speak up.
No.
See you guys next week.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.